Secretary Duda said Wednesday there is no evidence that a missile that hit Poland near its border with Ukraine was an intentional attack.
Nic, absolutnie nic nie wskazuje na to, że był to intencjonalny atak na Polskę.
He says there are absolutely no indications that it was a direct attack on Poland. So the fact that Polish territory was hit with a rocket was not a result of someone's intentional activity. Poland was not a target for the rocket, so in fact, Poland was not attacked. Duda added Tuesday that the Tuesday's incident involved a rocket that was most probably a Russian-made Soviet-era missile that was part of Ukraine's air defense system. A bloc of nations has drawn a line at climate-related tariffs at COP27, the worldwide climate change summit going on in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Brazil, South Africa, India, and China have voiced their opposition to plans for climate-related tariffs, such as those currently being discussed by the European Union. The EU is proposing a carbon border adjustment mechanism that would place tariffs on goods from countries whose efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are considered insufficient. The proposal is intended to prevent European manufacturers from being at a disadvantage compared to foreign rivals who don't face similar climate rules as those in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking to a crowd at his Florida estate, Donald Trump has officially announced he will seek a second term in the White House. This even as many Republican strategists were urging Trump to delay his announcement. If successful, he would become the second president in history to serve non-consecutive terms. You're listening to VOA News. NASA's new moon rocket blasted off on its debut flight with three test dummies aboard Wednesday, bringing the U.S. a step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
If all goes well during the three-week make-or-break shakedown flight, the crew capsule will be propelled into a wide orbit around the moon and then return to Earth with a Pacific splashdown in December. After years of delays and billions in cost overruns, the Space Launch System rocket thundered skyward, rising from Kennedy Space Center on 8.8 million pounds of thrust and hitting 100 miles per hour within seconds. The Orion capsule was perched on top in less than 2 hours into the flight, busted out of Earth's orbit toward the moon. The moonshot follows nearly 3 months of vexing fuel leaks that kept the rocket bouncing between its hangar and the pad. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron met with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali on Wednesday. The meeting comes as leaders of most of the world's economic powers are nearing approval of a declaration that strongly denounces Russia's invasion that has devastated Ukraine and roiled the global economy. Even China, which has mostly declined to censure Russia until now, and India, which buys weapons from Russia, are providing encouraging words. Journalists covering two major international events in Cambodia and Indonesia this week have been obstructed from their work. A producer for the U.S. news outlet ABC News was pushed when she tried to ask a question during President Joe Biden's meeting with China's leader Xi Jinping. Separately, journalists from The Voice of America and Voice of Democracy were denied access to a press conference by Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen during the ASEAN summit being hosted in Phnom Penh. 97-year-old Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is back again in the election race as the head of a new ethnic Malay alliance that he calls a movement of the people. He hopes his bloc could gain enough seats in Saturday's general election to be a power broker. However, analysts said it's likely to be a spoiler party in a tight race. Denounced for being an autocrat during his first 22-year rule until 2003, Mahathir was welcomed as a savior after leading the opposition to oust a long-ruling, corruption-stained party in 2018. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
It's on VOA1.